This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Getting back to normal?
By the time we get to the summer, we will have taken many steps in that direction.
The wait for benefits.
People are stressing on money. Bills are piling up.
New life on hold.
I'm hoping for a miracle. I don't know if I can handle another failure.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan in northern New Jersey with the CBS World News Roundup. The numbers keep growing in a tragic story where the ending is elusive. There are more than 432,000 reported coronavirus cases in the U.S., and deaths are closing in on 15,000. But other encouraging signs suggest the peak may be near.
It's very likely that we will progress towards the steps towards normalization as we get to the end of this 30 days. And I think that's going to be a good time to look and see how quickly can we make that move to try and normalize.
Dr. Anthony Fauci on CBS This Morning.
When you say get back to normal, it's not going to be a light switch that you turn on and off. It's going to be differential and gradual depending upon where you are and where the burden of infection is.
Researchers in New York say they found the coronavirus was brought to the area by travelers from Europe, not Asia, back in mid-February, weeks before the first confirmed case and well before travel restrictions were put in place. Even though virus deaths have been soaring this week, a new model cited by the Trump administration lowers the projected U.S. death toll to 60,000 by early August and suggests the peak could be just days away. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The president says Americans are going stir crazy.
They've been in those houses and those apartments and they're built. I mean, they've done a great job.
And government health experts say there's increasing evidence it's working. Hospitalizations in New York are declining. And Dr. Deborah Birx notes the total number of projected deaths has dropped sharply.
That is modeled on what America is doing.
When can the country go back to work?
We have to be on that downside of that slope and heading to a very strong direction that this thing is gone.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Without fanfare, the Trump administration has shut down the country's asylum system because of the pandemic. People are being taken from border locations back to Mexico. It's apparently been happening since the southern border was closed to non-essential travel. We've seen plenty of virus cases in nursing homes, jails, and prisons, too. CBS's David Begno has more on a potentially dangerous situation that's unfolding.
Chicago's Cook County Jail reportedly has the highest number of cases that can be traced back to a single site. That's more than the nursing home in Kirkland, Washington, where the coronavirus crisis started. The jail's active cases now number more than 400, although many nonviolent offenders have been freed. Protesters on Tuesday demanded a mass release of inmates after one of them died from COVID-19. Cook County Sheriff says shutting down the jail is not an option.
I certainly can't call the Chicago Police Department and say, listen, those people you picked up for murder last night, those brutal murders, just keep them locked up in your office, handcuff them to a desk.
Millions of people have been thrown out of work as businesses have closed because of the virus, and this morning we'll get the latest readout from the government on jobless benefit claims. Those benefits have been hard to apply for in many cases. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez looks at the situation in Florida.
This is a lifesaver.
David Guerrero arrived at a Miami area library, one of the hundreds of thousands of Floridians now seeking unemployment benefits.
The system crashed and now we have papers to fill out. People are stressing on money.
That stress boiled over Tuesday when one application center in Miami's Hialeah neighborhood was overwhelmed.
I'm scared for my life. Yeah, so we don't want the line. I mean, so social distancing is important.
On Wednesday, more distribution centers opened, and people were required to stay in their cars. Governor Ron DeSantis highlighted his government's efforts to scale up the state's online application system that crashed.
We've put a lot of servers in.
But there are also concerns about the benefits themselves. Florida caps weekly payments at $275, among the lowest in the U.S., and only offers assistance for 12 weeks. Most states offer twice that amount.
By one measure, air travel is down 95% from a year ago as people stay at home during the pandemic. The TSA screened fewer than 100,000 people on Tuesday at U.S. checkpoints. Linda Tripp has died. She secretly taped conversations with White House intern Monica Lewinsky, detailing evidence of her affair with then-President Bill Clinton. It was key to his impeachment. Tripp was 70 years old. Reports say she had pancreatic cancer. Bernie Sanders has ended his Democratic presidential campaign, but for now at least, he's not giving up his delegates or endorsing Joe Biden. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
CBS News has learned that the Biden and Sanders campaigns have actually been working together for weeks to try to figure out which of the senator's policy proposals the former vice president might be able to adopt as a way to further unify the party. A senior Biden advisor tells us we can expect more on that in the near future.
The coronavirus pandemic has put plenty of daily medical treatments on hold, including those that help women conceive a child. Here's CBS's Nikki Batiste.
Adriana Kaiser Deanna and her husband have long hoped for a sibling for their daughter. But after six miscarriages and 8 years of fertility treatments, she now has to wait to transfer her final two embryos.
I'm numb at this point.
At age 44, she says time is everything.
I'm very nervous because what if this takes another year?
Now, the American Society for Reproductive Medicine advises fertility patients to suspend new treatments and consider canceling all embryo transfers. There are exceptions for urgent cases like cancer patients.
I'm hoping for a miracle because I don't know if I can handle another failure.
Nikki Batiste, CBS News, New York.
Now to California, where teachers and students, victims of school closures during all this, got some unique FaceTime.
This caravan of educators is parading through Fontana, California.
Keep reading and learning, guys. We miss you.
Where elementary school children line the streets, hoping to spot their favorite teacher.
She's a big inspiration, and she's really kind to everybody.
First grader Kaylee Gutierrez made a sign for hers.
Tell me what you miss about school.
My friends and my teacher and learning and stuff.
They were all holding little banners and screaming our names and just like, wow, like they miss us as much as we miss them. And it was just really nice.
Proving a class act can bring hope to us all. Jamie Yucas, CBS News, Fontana, California.
A Hollywood jack of all trades who's made us laugh got a starring role at some supermarkets.
It's enough to make Medea proud.
I hope y'all can appreciate what I'm going to try to do.
Kroger and Winn-Dixie say Tyler Perry surprised elderly shoppers during senior hours, secretly picking up their tabs at 73 grocery stores in Atlanta and New Orleans. Photos posted to social media show masked consumers cheering, smiling, and crying out of gratitude after getting the news at checkout. It comes after Perry gave out $21,000 in tips at an Atlanta restaurant where he picked up food to go. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Ellen DeGeneres got widespread social media backlash when she jokingly compared being confined at home to being in jail in the return of her show to afternoon TV. She lives in a multi-million dollar mansion. That's the World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcast.